This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good morning, America. Another fun-filled episode of Gun Owners News Hour with me, Bill Frady, your host. I would say the host with the most, but that sort of sounds like an old film in the genre of Debbie Does Dallas, if that's possible. But that's all beside the point. Fresh off of a range trip. And how often do you people go to the range? How often do those of you that are gun carriers, how often do you train with your weapon? The only reason I ask is because I'll sit around, I'll be looking at my day, and I'll be like thinking, oh, I need to program this in, and I need to program this in, and at some point I need to make myself go to the range. And then when I get out of the range, I can't drag myself away from it because I'm just having that much fun. Yesterday, I shot a plethora of guns, too, long and handgun. And thankfully, there was a self-defense instructor there, so I could have him actually set me up with some drills and everything. And I'm going to be putting all of this on YouTube if you want to go look at it. The channel is Lock and Load Radio 1. And no, YouTube has not tried to shut me down yet because I know the seven deadlies, or in their case, the three. So I know the three deadly things you do as a gun channel, so I never do those things. That's not me selling out. That's me staying on YouTube. So anyway, and there's a reason that prompted me to, and I'm trying to up my training game. We have an election coming up, and despite the election that's coming up, no matter how the election turns out, which it's going to be a very tight race in the House. I would be very happy if we held the House. We're going to hold the Senate. The Senate is just a bridge too far for them. There'll be a lot of people coming out saying, well, of course, the Senate's in play, too, and this is in play, too, and there's no way Trump's going to win either. And just remember, these are the same people that said, well, it'll soon be President Hillary Clinton. And these are the same people that told you in 2008, there will never be another Republican majority of anything ever again. There may be another Republican president. Now is the time of the Democrat for the next 100 years, like it was a Reich. Remember that? The reason I've decided to step up my training is because I'm looking at the political landscape out there. And if you're in an area like Portland or Berkeley, there seems to be a lot of political violence going on out there. And I take my cues. My mother's family is from England. So I look at England, which is the absolute epitome of the joy spot for the gun grabber. They look at England and say, of course, well, there's a place, a fine industrialized nation that has gun control exactly the way it needs to be. Now, I was just looking at this one incident, just this one incident. And let me give you a quote here, if you will. The leftists claim they want to hear other points of view, and then they're shocked and offended when they discover that they're or other points of view. In March of 2017, there was an attack in England where a double A shouting, and from now on, if you hear me saying double A, that's Allahu Akbar, a double A shouting attacker, Khalid Massoud, ran down a bunch of pedestrians with a rented car and murdered 4 and injured 29, and then got out and attacked and murdered police constable Keith Palmer. And he was subsequently gunned down by an armed bodyguard assigned to protect an unrelated politician who, and he just happened to be in the vicinity. And the armed bodyguard was extremely efficient in that encounter. He fired at him multiple times. It took multiple times to take him down, and he hit him each and every time he pulled the trigger. That is the epitome of what you want to have happen in a self-defense incident. In the inquest into that shooting, The officer, the bodyguard who shot and killed the attacker, was very apologetic. Because in England, they have been, if a gun is involved in self-defense, they have been programmed in England to think it can't possibly be good. Now, let me clarify one thing. If you have to defend yourself, or if you find yourself in one of these situations, one of the reasons you never hear about a trained gunfighter, and by a trained gunfighter, I mean somebody that's been doing a bunch of classes, trains often, goes out and fires, you know, 7,000 to 8,000 rounds a year. And that's expensive to fire 7,000 or 8,000 rounds a year. I think right now I'm at 4,000, and it was expensive to get to that. So if you're firing that many rounds, the reason you never hear about one of us getting in a gunfight is part of what we do is we're very aware of what's going on. We avoid it at all costs. And that's what we as civilians have to do. Police officers, on the other hand, have a different charge that they have to, you know, a different set of responsibilities. So they have to go to it, except in England, of course, except in England, because most of them are disarmed. Back to the incident we're talking about now. Grissetta Dick is the chief of London's Metro Police and is predictably standing with her chief deputy, Sir Craig Mackey, who is accused of fatal inaction and cowardice during that lethal attack that killed Brian Palmer, the police constable. No armed officers were around Palmer. You hear a lot about the UK armed response, how you don't have to have every cop with a gun. But as Palmer was being murdered, Chief Deputy Mackey and several other police officials and officers were in a parked car a short distance away and watched this occur. And no one in that car was armed either. In the UK, even chief deputies aren't trusted with a gun. No one in the car got out of the car and came to the aid of Police Constable Keith Palmer. Instead, they all locked themselves in the car and watched, daring to emerge only after Massoud had been shot and was breathing his last breath. Grissetta Dix, and that's her name. Her venomous defense of Mackey and company goes way beyond asking for understanding. She insists it is a travesty to even criticize her deputy, and anyone with a point of view differing from hers is confused, unpleasant, and ignorant, and anyone who suggests otherwise is simply wrong. Okay, so you watch your own people get murdered and say something about it, and that's wrong. Intolerance for any other point of view from your own is a leftist trademark. And don't get me wrong, there are liberals and there are leftists, okay? A leftist is a totalitarian. A liberal is a loving person. That's where the word comes from. And that was sort of co-opted by the Democrats to, you know, sort of a wordplay to, we're liberals, we want you to have more liberty while we take everything you own. Sort of a, you know, little switch, bait and switch, if you will. It was left to the Metropolitan Police's counterterror chief, Neil Basu, to grudgingly concede that there were shortcomings in security on the day that the Westminster attack occurred. A convenient way to casually dismiss the life of one of your officers. Both Basu and Grissetta Dick persist in solemnly declaring that there was nothing Mackey could have done to aid Palmer. He was attacked with a knife. If you attack a knife wielding assailant and you know how to avoid the knife, because that's what you're trying to do, avoid the knife. And he's got the knife and he's concentrating on holding onto the knife and you got to concentrate on making him lose the knife. And you got a target rich environment for that one. But that's all beside the point. We're never going to know since nothing was ever attempted. It's interesting that in England, the higher-ups in the UK law enforcement are far more interested in keeping their jobs than they ever will be in actually doing them. But this is why I say, go wherever you go, go armed, always. And remember this, to insist that you had no choice, that relieves yourself of personal responsibility. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And we are back.
Welcome back to Gun Owners News Hour.
Back to the training thing and everything. One of the things I was doing with the training, there's two kinds of training when you're training. There's the shooting part of it, and then there's the scenario part of it. The scenario part of it is where you set up and you say, okay. And to that end, the okay is various, there's a gun pointed at you and you got to engage multiple opponents. You're going to be moving forward and shooting, moving backwards and shooting left, right, whatever. So we did a lot of that yesterday. The reason for that, back to discussing the various violent things. The thing with armed self-defense is that it's never going to, when you have to do it, it's never going to be at a good time. It's never going to be convenient. You're not going to be sitting there going, well, I just happened to have my gun out and I was already aiming in that general direction and oh my gosh, they've turned up a bad person. It's never going to be that way. It's going to be completely, you're not going to be counting on it to happen. You're not going to be prepared for it to happen. It's going to be swift and violent, and it's going to be, it's going to be violent a lot. A whole lot violent. So to that end, all of this training and repetition, everything makes things a little bit easier to do, the muscle memory you develop and everything. But what do you make of all of this, the reason I'm training? What do you make of all of the leftist violence and anarchy all over the country lately? You know, you have to ask the question, is it sort of unrepresentative of the Democratic Party and the left as a whole? Or does it follow logically from what the left has become? In Portland, Oregon, in June, a leftist mob surrounded a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office, barricading the exits and blocking the driveway. Guards patrolled the doors, trapping biohazard cleanup crew workers inside in stifling heat with infernal odors. The agitators carried signs calling ICE employees Nazis and white supremacists. The Portland Police Bureau denied assistance to federal officers pleading for help. Once again, this is becoming Ted Wheeler, who's the mayor of Portland. You're a thug, pal. You are straight up a thug. There's nothing about you that makes you an elected official. You are a thug, and you allow all kinds of crime to run in your place. Mob members followed one ICE leader as he picked up his daughter from summer camp, and some also showed up at his house. What's going to happen is some protesters are going to get perforated over this one. Okay, they're going to keep on pushing this one. They went to another officer's home with flyers showing his picture and name and accusing him of being part of the Gestapo. Now, Ted Wheeler, who is the mayor, is also the police commissioner. He ordered the police not to intervene in these assaults. He said, I do not want the at Portland police to be engaged or sucked into a conflict, he tweeted, particularly from a federal agency that I believe is on the wrong track. Well, pal, it doesn't matter what you think about that, okay? That's the law. That's the law. In an equally despicable incident, he refused to respond to the Antifa's blocking traffic and harassing bystanders. They took to the streets to protest the death of Patrick Kimmons, who was shot by the same police that stood by, right? Recently, they have assaulted two GOP as candidates in Minnesota. You know, the shrieking leftist pawed at the Supreme Court building as Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed. They spit on Senator Lindsey Graham in the Senate hall over his support for Kavanaugh. A Democratic operative for a George Soros-funded group was arrested for battery against the Nevada GOP candidate's female campaign manager. I'm going to make one suggestion to any of these people that are being assaulted. You need to reach out to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, and I will hook you up with some people that will take care of you and make sure that nobody comes to you. And they are not going to be a bunch of slobbering, crazed rabbit Cujo types. These guys are going to be very cold and calculated. And if they do go into that protective mode, well, you're going to be so protected. Democratic politicians and the leftist media are using increasingly hostile rhetoric. Senator Tim Kaine said liberals must fight in the courts and fight in the streets and fight at the ballot box. Okay. MSNBC's Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski, or as I call her, Homewrecker, called for invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office, claiming he is not fit to lead because he's going to do something crazy in 5 minutes, 1 hour, tonight, or tomorrow. Eric Holder, the criminally contempt attorney general, he said that he disagreed when Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. He said, when they go low, we kick them. And then, of course, Hillary pantsuit Clinton said, you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. In the case of most of these politicians, a lot of, you might say, okay, it's anecdotal. Or or no worse than other, you know, what the political right is doing. But I don't believe that there's some equal mania on each side of the political aisle, and there's a reason for that. If you look at their ideology on the left, it also is a lot. You see the logical connection between that and its authoritarian, intolerant, and violent behavior. There are passionate advocates on both sides of the political divide, each fervently believing in their respective view, but the modern political left is much less respectful of the Constitution, rule of law, and democratic process. In fact, I would go so far as to say the Constitution only serves them when they can get out there and say it's a living, breathing document. These guys own slaves, so they shouldn't have been writing this anyway. You know, something like that. But, you know, let's look at their use of government agencies to prevent Trump's election and try to emasculate his power once he was elected. And this is what they intend to do if they ever regain power. They intend to abolish the Electoral College. They plan to impeach Trump because they can't stand him, irrespective of whether he's actually committed an impeachable offense, which is a crime. It is not, you know, having bad manners. It is a crime. That's what you would have to impeach him for. Their threats to impeach Kavanaugh after they couldn't block his confirmation through the constitutionally established process of advice and consent. They want to use judicial activism to achieve policy results through court super legislatures that they can't achieve through the democratically elected branches. They have their opposition to voter ID law. Why wouldn't we? You know, we can turn the whole gun argument to, well, you should show your ID to buy a gun. Well, you should show your ID to vote, pal. Because we're electing policymakers. Yeah? Yeah. Their desire for open borders is we have this mass of flag burners heading our way. Yeah, those guys. And they want more executive orders, which, you know, we should never like executive orders, no matter who's doing them. Never, ever. So while they are largely secular, all of their faith is invested in government, which partially explains their inability to accept the failure of their policies. That doesn't change it. They just have trouble accepting it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
News Hour. Now I'm going to take you down a crazy lane. And this is another reason why I trained this past weekend. Everything comes back to me training this weekend. Notice that. So later on when we're talking about my best recipe for brownies, that'll all take us back to when I was training this weekend, okay? No, we're going into the land of the crazy because we're expected to believe a bunch of crazy stats. And I'm just trying to take you into the mindset that will come up and tell you that if you have a gun, you're more likely to be shot. Or that will tell you that, guns don't actually stop crime. You know, you'll hear a lot of things about you being, defending yourself. You can just rely on police. That's one of my favorites. Everybody knows that when you engineer a bicycle, the parts work together with each other, not against each other. And the same is true in society. Now, unfortunately, society is becoming like a bicycle in which each wheel turns in the opposite direction of the other, which is not the way they're designed. And here's a headline to give you a disturbing example. Trans cyclist slams bigots after winning female world championship. It appears that a bicycle race for women only was won by a man. This should surprise nobody. At least nobody who understands that men and women are different from each other. I ride bikes. So, I see, what kind of a bike, a man rides, what kind of a bike a woman rides. There's a difference in weight and everything else. And then, I see what kind of times a bike racer who's a man posts versus a female. And there's a difference. Now,
This man got into the bicycle race for women because he's had surgery to make him appear to be a woman. Because, you know, he took the Shania Twain song a little too far. Man, I feel like a woman, that one. So that's a facade that the modern leftists are eager to believe is valid. Still a man, still got the chromosomes that make him a man. Okay, you know, for all these guys that want to get out there, you're a science denier. Well, okay, whatever you say, pal. So I can feel, what if I feel like a fern? Can I be a fern? Now, in this case, despite the ideology involved, he remains man enough to use his male musculature to outmuscle women in a sporting event. So even though he's been sexually changed, sort of, there, you know, that's not real. That sexual change, that's removing one thing and you can't create the other thing, right? He's still a man. Still a man. Man that's been mutilated, but still a man. The woman who finished in third, the woman that finished in third place, Jennifer Wagner, is filing a complaint with the sponsoring authority and seeking to change rules to make the event in the future more fair to women. The man, who goes by the name Rachel McKinnon, is in turn complaining that the attempt to change the rules is a form of bigotry against men who've undergone voluntary surgical mutilation. That's not what he said. That's what I'm saying. So who's the victim here? According to the website, advocate.com, the faux female is. Anyone who complains about a male overpowering genetic females in a sporting event is guilty of a form of bigotry called transphobia. A newly created word. While the name makes no literal sense, the term transphobic is used to pejoratively label people who do not accept men as women. You know, Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner, changed his hair, had a couple of parts added, hasn't taken away the part that makes him a man, but had that added. And, you know, he won an award for courage. There are transgender women, which means used to be men, competing in MMA. The problem with that is that a man's fist, forearm, his upper arm, his shoulder, they're heavier than that of a female. So that means they are able to withstand more shock, which means they're able to inflict more shock. Like, say, when you're torquing a punch. And when you're torquing a punch and putting your hip behind it and then putting your shoulder behind it, when it starts at your hip and it transmits up to your shoulder, and then your hand collides with whatever you're punching, and it's almost like a whip of a combination of speed and impact, the heavier bludgeon is going to win that one. It's going to harm whoever it's hitting. So this makes me transphobic, getting out there and saying, well, one day you're going to kill a woman doing that. Which is a new word. It's, you know, it didn't exist. This is not the only thing. Another bicycle race. The Washington Times reported in November 2016 that Jillian Bearden, 36, became the first transgender athlete to win El Tour de Tucson in southern Arizona, completing the 106-mile course with a time of 4 hours, 36 minutes, 7.71 seconds. Now, they used to call this body dysphoria. Right. Which is like a canary in the coal mine. This is not becoming trans is not the path to happiness for a lot of these people. You can go out there and just search this and find out that, hey, lots of people who do this really, really regret it. Lots of people who do this try to take it back. A lot of these people suffer. They're suffering, and I feel really bad for them. But what is the best way of dealing with this? I mean, we've created a whole class of surgery where normally, you know, when you have some sort of an industrial accident or something, you're looking to rebuild that part of your body. Now there's a splinter group of surgical specialists that take it away. But the problem here is not below the neck. It's in the brain. There's a part of the brain that identifies each of us as what we are. And in some people, that function is going terribly wrong. There's something else called the BIID, the Body Integrity Identity Disorder, in which some people regard a healthy limb, like an arm or leg, as an unwanted growth. They experience an overwhelming urge to amputate the body part. One woman blinded herself because of this. Another deliberately injured her leg so severely that surgeons had to amputate them. Should we be sitting around going, well, it's your body? Should we condone the so-called sex reassignment surgery to satisfy the extreme urge of a man to appear as a woman or vice versa? And what about all, you know, not so much the fact that they've got this going on. The problem that we have here is that to the left, this is another identity group that we can create because they're always playing identity group politics. So there's the victimized women that are in Me Too. Then there's Black America, which is in their own group. Then there's immigrants, which are just undocumented migrants. You know, everything is assigned a group. Everything is assigned a group, and that's ID politics. And these people wanting to be in their own group, you know. And then we're also forced to just accept it, even though it may go against everything we believe. And if we don't, we're intolerant and transphobic. And this is the mindset that wants to run the country. These are the people, they want to see this happen. They're empowering people to harm themselves. You know, if I wasn't seeing so much evidence of people saying, well, I wish I hadn't had this done. I don't have a dog in this fight, but the people that are empowering these people, they want to run your lives. I got a dog in that one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm trying to decide, is it the Gun Owners News Hour or just Gun Owners News Hour? I haven't decided yet. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Well, that sounds like Fat Albert. Let me know. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. From the New York Times, we get this, a guy, I would seriously consider changing my name to, and yeah, I'm name shaming, I guess, but New York Times columnist Charles Blow gave a warlike speech, on in his column, of course, in reaction to the confirmation of Kavanaugh. Apart from his declaration of hostilities in the title of the piece, and it concludes with this admonition to the leftist foot soldiers, stop thinking you're in a skirmish when you're in war. So in bringing up the war, he explains that Kavanaugh is just one part of a larger plan by conservatives to fundamentally change the American political structure so that it enshrines and protects white male power, even after America's changing demographics and moves more away from that power, which is a completely false statement to make. We have legal immigration in the United States. If we wanted to consolidate white power, whatever that is, because I see lots of white people. And, you know, I see lots of all kinds of people. And I see lots of white people that are, you know, I look at them and I'm like, these people probably are having a few issues making the power bill. So this whole white power thing just sort of escapes me. But besides the fact, then that also means that our government is voluntarily giving it away anyway, even though they say that they were trying to fundamentally change this, which, by the way, a guy got elected president for this, Barack Obama. He vowed to fundamentally change America, transform America. And he's also the one that made the statement that elections have consequences. Welcome to his world, Mr. Blow. And it's also a little disingenuous what he says, because we're not trying to affect a fundamental transformation of the nation. And he's using the words Barack Obama there because he just is too vacuous to come up with his own terminology. The present reality that Mr. Blow would hold inviolate is when he calls America changing demographics and later the statistical eventuality of an altered racial majority. This is a change in which his mind somehow, you know, he ups the status quo ante, and anything that obstructs it seems like him radical and pernicious. And Mr. Blow, therefore, decries extreme measures on illegal immigration and even the efforts to dramatically slash legal immigration. How about we can't afford them? You going to pay for these guys, Mr. Blow? Can they come and live at your house at Shea Blow? I'm not making up his last name either. He assigns the part where he thinks that we're slashing legal immigration is where we're trying to eliminate the visa lottery program. That becomes an extreme measure because according to the Pew Research, which Blow cites its study, in the last fiscal year, the mass lottery visas went to Africans, while the number awarded to the number awarded to Europeans and Asians, which are categorized with Europeans, decreased. So anyone objecting to the lottery visa system on the ground say that it makes little sense to admit people arbitrarily and without regard to their qualification or possible threat to national security really seeks to preserve America's white majority against the statistical eventuality for as long as possible. So his position, when you completely strip away all the euphemisms, is that a white majority in this country is immoral. It's no longer a question, then, of minority rights. Being in the minority is oppression, and it is time, at least for the oppressor and the oppressed, to change places. And if, after the population becomes majority non-white, the government does not follow, well, we all know what that's called. They call that apartheid. Would some further adjustment on the South African model not be required then? So the statistical eventuality is actually more than a mere anthropological phenomenon, such as the migration of Asiatic people across the former land bridge from Siberia to North America. It undertakes the character of God's will from a biblical perspective. The adverse circumstance, which is a fantasy to be sure, of millions of Northern Europeans migrating to Nigeria, waving the flag of diversity and changing the racial majority there would be a different matter. This would be racism and colonialism and imperialism and repressive and on the wrong side of history. So you see, it's perfectly okay for one group to come and take over everything while another group cannot. But this all brings us back to the Kavanaugh thing. The racial component of the left's attack, which is old white men, which I'm becoming one very slowly, on the senatorial committee, the similarly unflattering references to the nominee's race, this was perplexing to a lot of people because the nominee and all of his accusers were the same color. So what did race have to do with it? While the question was reasonable, the answer is no great mystery to me. Kavanaugh believes in the Constitution, and he's going to enforce the Constitution. And that, to detractors like Mr. Blow, a scheme of white supremacy, that's what that is, for the Constitution itself, represents such a design by its framers. Leonard Leo was the president of the Federalist Society, and Leo defends textualism and originalism, and Mr. Blow had this to say. When I think of originalism, I think of this. Many of the founders owned slaves. In the Constitution, they viewed black people as less than fully human. They didn't want women or poor white men to vote. The founders, a bunch of rich, powerful white men, didn't want true democracy in this country, and in fact, were dreadfully afraid of it. Now a bunch of powerful, rich white men want to return us to this sensibility wrapped in a populist follow the Constitution rallying cry and disguised as the ultimate form of patriotism. You know, if you look at Lincoln's speech on the Dred Scott decision, he rejected Chief Justice Taney's conclusion that all men are created equal really meant all white men. He affirmed that it meant all persons of all races. Although the equality of the founders mentioned was not that of the ability, intellect, size, or strength. He said, Lincoln said, they defined with tolerable distinctness in what respects they did consider all men created equal, equal in certain inalienable rights, among them which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This they said, and this they meant. They did not mean to assert the obvious untruth that all were actually enjoying the equality, nor yet that they were about to confer it immediately upon them. In fact, they had no power to confer such a boon. They meant simply to declare the right so that the enforcement of what might follow as fast as the circumstance would permit. They meant to set up a standard maxim for free society, which should be familiar to all and revered by all, constantly looked to, constantly labored for, and even though never perfectly attained, constantly approximated. So the Constitution was written to effectuate, if imperfectly, in due course of time, the standard maxim for free society. And Lincoln's view of the Constitution's relationship to slavery is found, among other places, in his argument at the seventh and last of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. And he famously concludes that the authors of the Constitution intended to place slavery in the course of ultimate extinction. A white man giving up the white power. Yeah, a white man giving up that monopoly on freedom. How could this possibly be? Mr. Blow would do very well, I think, to maybe read a little history from time to time before you get out there and make a complete and total fool of yourself. However, if you're going to get out there, if you're going to get out there and call things a war and call for war, what happens if you get it? What happens if your foot soldiers one day, what if they go out somewhere and they just get wiped out and you never hear from them again? You just wonder what happened to them. There's disagreements and there's war, Charles Blow. Maybe you should take the time. You're probably an educated man. I don't know. Take the time and figure out the difference between those two, could you? I will talk to you guys next week. Have a very good week. Stay safe and keep your head up. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.